Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. How are you doing? It is the golden part of the day, okay? I love, even though it's hard to fast during the summertime because the days are just so long, it's so enjoyable. I woke up this morning very early, but I didn't do a whole lot of moving. I was up, but I just wasn't moving. And I was just enjoying seeing the sun change, seeing the new day come in, just kind of sitting in the quiet. Totally forgot about some things I was supposed to be thinking about, but it was a wonderful day, a wonderful morning. And unlike most days, especially when I'm fasting, I take a little nap in the middle of the day. No nap today. Today was just an awesome day, a day to be alive, to be thinking, to be building. It was really a nice day for no reason, and I appreciate those days. And then, you know, when we're always creating our gratitude journals, right? Right? We're always building on our gratitude. So as we build on our gratitude, we get to the point where we're like, hey, I can see, I can recognize that there's some blessed event going on right now as we speak. That I've had those reminders all week. And honestly, it hasn't been through positive reminders. Before I get there, I want to talk about last week's show, because last week's show was very interesting. Last week's show, we spoke about love in the meantime. Emphasis on the mean, okay? We did a program on understanding what it's like to not have that romantic love in place the way you want it to. And so it was a really, really good program. If you didn't hear it live, go back and check it out. It's definitely one show that I would recommend if you're just having a hard time adjusting to or being in the middle of your mean time. Also, a show I would recommend just if you're having a hard time connecting with your own idea of self-worth, your own idea of validation. It was a really good program for understanding what the heart is going through, because your heart is going through something, and usually it is opposite of what the mind's going through. So it was a great program. It's something that we speak about often, and we have to, because we're always in the middle of, you know, of relationships, relating, understanding relationships. I mean, I think there's more books and movies and everything else built on love, what love is, how to get a man, how to act like a man, how to do all this stuff. There's all kinds of information out there, because people are very interested in love, particularly that romantic love. So it was a good, very honest program. I strongly suggest check it out. And you can always go to the A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, or you go to awonderfulapproach.com, and they have the recent programs there, right? Then we had our business program, which was super exciting. Y'all, if you're missing these business programs, you're missing out on an opportunity to kind of get to know yourself a little bit better and to really understand your business. You know, there's so many entrepreneurs within the family, and I strongly suggest that we take the time to support each other. You know, if everything starts at the home, everything starts here, we have to really get to the point where we are supporting each other, helping each other. You know, I would like to see our dollars circulate within us a little bit more. So, you know, the way we do this is by understanding business. And so it was a really good program to check out. So Deej's Cafe is always top-notch, in my opinion. It's always really consistent in that giving that great information. Information that she charges for, but she gives us for free. So check that out. Today's program. So I was getting started in today's program. Today's program is Trouble Don't Last Always. And the reason why we got to get into that family is because I have noticed, I mean, over the last 3 days, trouble has been knocking at the door. You know, trouble has been really making themselves very, very present. And I'm like, yo, wait a minute. You know, this is a low blow. This is hitting below the belt. This is all of that stuff. So, and another reason why we have to talk about it, one, more than one of us is going through this. At any given time, really, two or three of us are going through a troubling time. But it seems like right here, right now, there is a little extra something going on. And so we got to talk about this. We have to talk about how to get past the trouble. We have to talk about how long this trouble plan is staying. We have to talk about our own personal attitudes about the trouble. So, you know, there's a lot going on with this. And the more we know, the better we can equip ourselves in handling the trouble, okay? I started last week's show saying when we were talking about love in the meantime, I started off that program asking people to not take it personal. I mean, I spent 5-10 minutes going over why you should not take it personal. And I got to do the same thing here, right? Trouble is one of those things that pops up. It's a part of life. You know, there's an elder that I know, Chief Ianifa Monife Balewa, and, you know, she tells you flat out, being a spiritualist does not exempt you from trouble. It just gives you more tools to utilize as you're going through your trouble. And so on one hand, I was like, I remember she told me this, carry the one, no, let me stop. She told me this about, let me see, about 15 years ago, as I had trouble beating my tail. I mean, I had some serious troubles at that point. But, you know, she told me, one, trouble don't last always, and I'm not exempt. Now, at first, I was like, why not? Why am I not exempt? What am I doing all this praying for? You know, what is all this work for? Elegba, who? Why am I utilizing the tools and still I got trouble? Life be lifing, okay, one. Also, you got to understand there is an energy that's trying to stop us from growing and developing. Okay. And then something I'm going to say, and nobody's going to like this, okay? So just go ahead and brace yourself, because I still have to say it whether you like it or not. Sometimes what we see as trouble is just our own thoughts of dislike. Okay? Like, it's not really trouble. You just don't like it. And so, because you don't like it, you want to call it trouble, and you want to hoop and holler, and you want to make it seem like, oh, they're doing me wrong, God. They're doing me wrong. I got to worry about this. I got to worry about that. Ooh. Everything that may be difficult, just because it's difficult doesn't mean it's trouble. Just because it's uncomfortable doesn't mean that it's trouble. You know, if we take our time and really think about it, you know, and think and change our perspective of what trouble really is, then we won't have the challenges when it comes. okay? We'll already know that this is coming. It's almost like, you know, the weatherman telling you it's going to rain. Now, the weatherman told you it's going to rain. At that point, you can make whatever decision you want to make. Do you want to go out into the elements? Do you have to go out? If you go out, there's times where I wear my sandals and there's times where I wear my tennis shoes. That is a tennis shoe kind of day. So I'll go take my tennis shoes. You may decide, hey, if it's going to be raining, cats and dogs, nah, I'll stay inside. Whatever you want to do, once you have that information, you can make a choice as to whether you're, how you're going to handle it. So at that point, is it still trouble? You know, I can tell y'all, I say it very openly, I was a good child. I have my quirks. I have my quirks, but in general, I was a good child. So where we lived in Miami, the school was like down the street from the house. And my mother, have being a spiritualist and a Muslim forever, and also living in Miami, down south, we wear colors, bright colors. And I remember one time my mother, I could see her walking up the street with all of her colors on. I'm sitting here like, mm-mm-mm. And somebody said to me, ain't that your mama? You about to get it? I said, oh, no. I'm not in trouble. That's my mother, but I'm not in trouble. She can come up to the school that she wants to. I'm not worried about it. If she comes up to the school and calls me, it's to leave me a key or to do something like that. I'm not in trouble. She can come if she wants to, because I knew that she was a girl. Now, I had a sister at the school, but that's a different story. But I had no worries, concerns, problems with her coming up to that school, because I know I hadn't done anything, right? So that's just a way to look at a challenge. Now, somebody, now if you did something, now if you are wearing clothes that she did not approve for you walking out the house, now you're in trouble, you know. If you sitting there trying to be booed up with some unapproved boyfriend, now you're in trouble, you know. But if you sitting there doing what you're supposed to be doing, listen, family, if you are doing what you're supposed to be doing, you don't have to worry about when trouble comes. You don't have to worry about nothing. You can just come and be like, hey, is this today's test? Okay, I understand. Let me take this test. And then you take your test, and you pass it with flying colors because you're not afraid of it. You've prepared for it. We knew ahead of time. And then here we are. We're ready for it, right? We've got to get a better attitude about the challenges that come our way, especially the challenges that we see. We have got to get a better understanding of how we as spiritual people are supposed to handle problems, because there will be problems. But we don't have to let them take us out. I was speaking to an angel today, and she said, yeah, I think I've outgrown this problem. I said, you have. So now it's not a problem anymore. Now, a year ago, it would have been a problem. 2 years ago, it would have been devastating. Today, I recognize that this is less than ideal, but I'm not going to internalize it as a problem, okay? So we have to really make sure that we're being aware of what we call problems. Is it a problem? Is it a test? Is it a challenge? Is it today's test? That's what I call them. Oh, today's test is, and I can go through the list of where I have felt challenged. But the reason why I call it a test and only a test, the reason why I call it a test, because I knew about it. I saw it coming. I've already made my prayers, so that's my studying for the test. So I don't have to be fearful of its outcome, because I know, and we all know, anything done out of fear is the wrong thing to do. Don't do it out of fear. And there are a number of reasons why not to do it out of fear, too. But we got to talk about this trouble because this trouble is popping up frequently. And I want us to be prepared for it. So if you would like to share about your trouble, that you think is a trouble, you need some insight, if you want to share on some techniques to handle that trouble, we got those too. All you got to do is press 1, and we're going to open up the lines and say, hey, let's talk about this. How do we move out of this mental understanding, okay? Because we need to. Because the trial is there, all right? So let's talk about regular life. Let's talk about life. This trouble didn't come from anywhere. You know, when you sign up for a class, there is an understanding that in order to come out of this class, there will be a test. If you take Orisha class with me, Odu class with me, spiritual man, spiritual woman class, no matter what class you take, at the end there is a test. There's a way that it is assessed if you are ready to go to the next level. You don't get out of kindergarten without having this test, right? And then you are assessed to see if you can move forward. Your test is a way for you to know if you're ready for the next step. So no one likes to fail test. No one likes to fail it, right? But I don't want to be set up for failure either. So the way things are set up is that usually tests are progressive. See, like I'm not in kindergarten anymore. I'm not a spiritual kindergartner. Let's say I'm a spiritual college student, right? I think I'm in college. That means I'm taking advanced classes. I'm studying. I have professors. I'm here, right? That's wonderful. But I can't be at this level. I can't be at this level of thinking I'm this college student but asking for a kindergarten test, okay? And I say that to a lot of people. Make sure you're not asking for a little test because, of course, little tests are easier to pass. So if your test seems hard, that means you're not in kindergarten. They're not asking you, is this shape is a circle or a square? They may be pulling out some trigonometry on you. They may be pulling out some advanced literature. You know, they may be going through American history, and you're like, oh, my God, I got to do all this? Yes. See, we can't get grown when it's time for the blessings. And then when it be childish and young in mind when it's time for the test. You see what I'm saying? We're not exempt from the test. Everyone has to take the test. Everyone. And one of the reasons why you want to take the test is because even though we all want to say, oh, I'm finished with that class, the test lets us know if we are really finished with it. And there's always going to be a test. And this is not something that we need to fear or run from. Okay? This is a part of growth, development, learning, everything. We have to learn how to take steps. And a test, I promise you, if it were easy, that would not be your test. And let me tell you about other people's tests. Everyone has a strength. And then everyone has a weakness. So there are things that certain people do very, very well, boom, 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 and they can knock it out and no problem, no question. And then there's stuff that, oh, you need me to do what? Oh, man, because you know that's not your specialty, right? You can't take other people's tests for them. And this is so important for my spiritual warriors to understand, my prayer warriors to understand, all those that understand that we're going through a spiritual warfare as we speak. We got angels, ancestors, blessings fighting for us, but they're fighting against some very real issues, some very real energy, negative energy, right? So we have to know, we have to know that we need an advanced test to put us in advanced placement, all right? Understanding that trouble doesn't last always. Let me tell you, when it seems like trouble is piling up on top of your head, I promise you, this is the beginning of the breakthrough, okay? But it's got to really get to the point where you are pressured enough to make the change. Now, most of us don't make change when we're comfortable. When we're comfortable, we're just comfortable. Oh, I'll fight with that tomorrow. I'll go and sweat in a gym tomorrow. Today, my makeup looks great, and I don't want to mess it up. Oh, I'll go and all the other things will put off. I'll put off this assignment I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I'll go hang out instead of researching this like I'm supposed to. You know, today, Wednesday is shrine duty day. Get those shrines cleaned up. Get the water situated. Do this. Oh, Thursday morning's as good as Wednesday night. When we're comfortable, we tend not to do anything. God has to come along and make us uncomfortable very often in order to get that movement out there. Now, I would prefer not. I would prefer everybody take your test when you're supposed to. Don't procrastinate. Procrastination is a bad word, okay? It's a bad, bad word because it's a bad thing to do. Don't procrastinate. Don't procrastinate with your spirit. My goodness. Don't put off having that meditation with God because you don't know when you're going to need God next. So don't procrastinate. Put your work into it. Really act like this is important because it is. Now, I would love to sit here and tell you, okay, trouble doesn't last always. If you're having financial trouble, that's going to last for 24 days. If you're having physical ailments, you're in the hospital, yeah, that's going to last, 90 days. And I wish I could put a timeline on when and how long and how bad these troubles are going to be. I wish I could. I have not been granted that level of authority yet. We don't know how long trouble's going to be here. All I can tell you is that you've got to fight it today. You got to fight it tomorrow. You got to fight it the next day with that same energy. Don't play with it. Don't play with the trouble. Don't allow yourself to be caught up. Oh, well, Don't allow yourself to be caught up to the point where you're justifying one action over another. Don't play with the devil, okay? I'm going to say this, and I got a caller that would like to speak, and I'm glad to see that. When you see the devil, when you hear the devil, do not negotiate. Do not think you can out-trick the devil. Don't ride with the devil to the corner store. Don't think that you're going to steal from the devil and give it to God. Don't stop doing this. When you see the devil, there's two things you're supposed to do. You're supposed to fight or you're supposed to run. Those are the only two things you can do. That's it. So when you see that trouble coming back to back to back, don't think, oh, well, this is the lesser of the two evils. Okay, the lesser of the two evils is still evil. Run from all of that. Don't allow yourself to be bought into, I'm doing the lesser of the bad. No, no. Trouble don't last always. Reject both of them. Reject all of it. Fight it. Don't think that because you chose what you thought was the lesser to be your justification for going along with the trouble, you know? All right, this is our caller. This is one of them programs, okay? We're just here in the middle of a very raw energy, okay? So we're going to get it in, all right? Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings. It's your girl, Sister Faye.
my twin, my twin.
Yes.
What do you know about that trouble? What do you know about the trouble?
Let me tell you this. One thing I know for sure, two things I know for certain, is that the trouble will come, especially when you're not paying attention. I want to say since the beginning of the year, trouble came walking in. Like, if you know me, you know I love my job. I love my position. I'm so happy with it. Like, you can't pick a better place to go work. And I've had a person who joined the team who's not in, you know, their mindset is not about teamwork. They have their own agenda. You know, it got to the point that the physician I worked for had to tell them, listen, I don't think you're competent, but they just can't fire this person. And when I say trouble, I mean trouble has messed up a whole bunch of stuff and is argumentative and is very difficult. And, you know, me being who I am, I have to work very hard at monitoring my mouth. And so I've been dealing with this trouble for months, about 5 months now. And I finally had got to a point where I said, Lord, I cannot continue to be angry about this every single day. It's taking life away from me. Did the trouble disappear? Absolutely not. But my approach has. So I don't engage the trouble. I don't joke with the trouble. I don't chit-chat with the trouble. I don't expend energy unless it has to do with the work. I keep myself distant from the trouble. When I say test, when you start talking about test, because I've had to learn how to do this. I had to learn how to take my emotions out of it. I had to learn how to not bring it home. I had to learn how not to, you know, let it rule every moment and every second of my mind. Because it tried to. But the test is, do I know how to thrive in spite of the trouble, even though it sits right behind me? But I think, when I think about it like that, I can hear the elders say, Satan, get thee behind me. Stay behind me, because I know where you are. You know, at least I know you're behind me. And there's always going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. So when I think of my troubles and what the things that I've been dealing with, silently, quietly, praying, going through changes on my own, in my own time, you know, but I've had, in the midst of the trouble, I've had a 30-day fast. In the midst of the trouble, I went on the water retreat. In the midst of the trouble, I still had school. I still had to take care of my children. I still had to be a wife to my husband. And so what's more important to me? What's more important to me is all the other things that I had in my hand and on my plate to do, and not the trouble that sits behind me. You know, it's encouraging because the trouble's still there. However, I have not stooped down to the levels that I know that I'm capable of. Miss Petty, I have left my petty crown up on the shelf. I have not taken it down and put it on and enjoyed myself, because then I am playing in the mud, and I don't have time to play in the mud when I need my crown of righteousness to be what's resting on my head.
That's right.
That's right.
He can't get petty.
That's right.
And even Mm-mm. though sometimes I have to be real petty, I got a crown. My crown is pretty, too.
mm-hmm.
I choose not to jump into that mud with that particular piece of trouble that could cost
right.
me everything if I allow it
that
to happen.
That you're working on. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Understand about trouble. Trouble, they're going to win if you participate. You don't have, they're
yep.
not trying to win. They're not trying to win. All they have to do is get you to open your mouth that one time, say something correct. That's when they win. That's when they win.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing.
That one time, that kid goes right now. Amen. You're
uh-huh.
welcome. It's a great show.
Thank you for allowing me. Thank you for that strength. Amen. Now, let me tell you, family,
Amen.
If you've ever had to be quiet when you have something to say, it takes so much strength to hold that. Hold it. Don't say nothing. Hold it. And you're sitting there about to burst. Hold it. Because the second you start participating, that's when the trouble wins. I promise you. The strength it takes to be that bigger person, you are literally a bigger person. But don't think that's a weak thing. It's definitely not. If you've ever had to do it, you know exactly what I'm speaking of. It's not easy. But it is how we're going to win. It's how we're going to survive. We got to be able to let this trouble go. So another thing I got to tell you about trouble. I need us to stop internalizing the trouble. And Sister Faye gave us such a beautiful example. She's like, why am I letting this person who's irritating me here continue to, I'm not going to take that home. I don't want that to be, I don't want that to interfere with my mothering. I don't want that to interfere with me being a wife. Stop letting trouble have that power to continue to create chaos in your life. You see what I'm saying? Stop that trouble there. Boom. You can't have my mind. I'll be letting trouble sit in your mind rent-free. For what? No. We've got to start understanding that we give trouble power when we don't stop it. When we don't ignore it, family, you don't know the irritations I have to battle with on a regular basis. This is why I have my accountability partners. My people, my counsel, the people I got to call and be like, what is this? They all know it takes a lot of energy to move past it sometimes, okay? And the audacity of trouble. Trouble got big audacity. Trouble is like they have nothing to lose. So if you see somebody walking around with not a care, and that they have nothing to lose. They're not worried about their relationship with God. They're not worried about their relationship with ancestors. They're not worried about their reputation as a spiritual leader. They're not worried about any of that because trouble don't got nothing to lose. See, I got too much going on. Sister, again, great example. I got school going on. I have a whole marriage that I'm putting my energy into. I am not going to give this person, who obviously doesn't have anything to lose, the ability to interfere with those things that I call important. Okay? So let's internalize and let's make it normal. Let's normalize the idea that we don't have to give our strength over to trouble, okay? Another thing, we got to really normalize. We got to make this a part of our life. And anytime we got to make something a part of our life, what do we have to do? We have to live it, and then we have to teach it to our children. I hope and pray that all these things I'm learning, don't forget, I'm in college now, right? all these things that I'm learning in spiritual college, I wouldn't be teaching my children while they in spiritual kindergarten. You know, they have those dual programs where you can be in high school and learning college credits at the same time. And when you graduate high school, there's an opportunity for you to have college credits that you got for free, and you don't have to spend your time doing that. That's what I want my children to be. All the wonderful approach children need to have this understanding, okay? Understand this. Not only does trouble not last always, sometimes it's not, you didn't do anything to deserve the trouble. You know, sometimes we'll start to think, oh, you know, have I done something wrong, God? Did I not pray enough, God? Did I, you know, I was trying to get my language precise and I had a slip up or two. Am I being punished, God? So often we'll do one little thing or two little things and we'll forget that we serve a merciful God. We serve a loving God, a graceful God, right? And so we don't have to sit and be in fear when things come up. You know, when they say, oh, you know my heart, that means even if my mouth said it wrong, because my mouth does say things wrong, even if my head was misconstrued, my heart was in a good place. We've got to get to the point that even when trouble comes, we're not thinking about it being necessarily a punishment. So stop allowing, you know, again with the fear. We can't be in fear of God. God doesn't ask us to be in fear of him. This is for us to say, hey, I know I want to do this right. I know I don't want to give my power away to trouble. I know that God loves me, and I don't have to worry about having to deal with an unnecessary punishment. A punishment is when you do something wrong. We don't have to worry about that. Now, our goal is to do it right, and I mean really, family, not a little right, all the way right, okay? So every Wednesday, all during devotions, but especially on Wednesday, my boss bought the office food every Wednesday. I'm sitting there like, Lord, please. How do I get out of saying no thing? Again, you know, I'm not going to join us. You know, no, I have some assignments to catch up on. I got to work on this. No. No, 1,000 times all through the month. To the point where, you know, they were thinking, oh, she just don't eat with people. It's not that. But we don't have to worry about, you know, what it did teach me. And so there came a point where I was like, okay, you know, God, are you trying to be funny? Are these angels trying to mock me? Are they, you know, why every Wednesday I have to worry about this? And it's so funny because the last time that she ordered lunch, it was on a Thursday. And I was like, you're ordering lunch today? She's like, yeah, but you probably don't want any. I was like, but I think I do. She's like, okay. And so it was so funny because, you know, I surprised her and she surprised me. And the whole thing got me thinking, girl, why are you thinking this is about you? Why would you think something negative was about you? God loves you way too much to have negativity towards you. Do you have to have challenges? Yes, everybody has challenges. But that doesn't mean that you are deserving of a punishment, okay? Any trouble, any problems, any concerns, everything, I'm going to take it as a lesson. Because if I absorb it as a lesson and I learn from the lesson, then I get to have the blessing. So I don't have to sit here and feel some sort of way, be upset. I don't have to go through all that. I can internalize this as a lesson. And then what do I do with the lesson? I'm telling you, I try to learn from it. I really do. I try to learn from whatever I'm going through, because usually when I'm going through something, it's either a lesson for myself or it's a lesson for somebody else. All right? Another piece of trouble I want to warn you about. Now, we're all spiritualists here, and I'm all of my new callers, welcome. We do this every Wednesday, 8 o'clock. We build each other. We strengthen each other. We encourage each other. This is what we do, all right? But all of my lessons are either for myself or because I have to teach someone. Someone is going to go through this. I'm going to have to be able to walk them through this, okay? And that can be challenging. That can be challenging. This is where we have to pull on our tools. All right, everybody knows the number one tool, and I just heard everybody say it at one time. That's fantastic. Prayer with a bunch of exclamation points behind it. Please make sure that when things go right or wrong in your life, no matter what you think is going on, you reach out to God. God has the answer. God knows exactly what this is. He's seen it coming. It's been in the works for, you know, however many hundreds of thousands of years. God knows what this problem is. Your ancestors that were here before you, they know what this problem is. They have some advice, usually, on how to get out of this problem, how to deal with this issue. Tool for getting out of trouble, making your prayers, listening. Prayer is when you speak to God. Meditation is when you listen. We got to listen. What do we know in our heart? Okay? Then we have to have good people around us. Now, this is where we can do this work, right? Who are your people? Sometimes I got to call and say, hey, look, I need 5 minutes. What? How? When? Where? What? What is this? But when you have good people around you, they're going to lead you in the right direction. They'll give you a little woo-woo. Oh, woo-woo, you'll be okay. And then they're going to help you. Hey, let's pray about this. Let's make this happen over here. Let's put some phone calls. They're going to come up with some positive solutions for you, okay? I know for me, one way, sometimes, most times, this trouble shows up in readings. We can find out about this trouble. Man, I had some trouble come smack somebody in the face off of an old reading. We knew this was coming. Plan accordingly. I got a caller that would like to speak. I love the callers. We learn so much from them. Let's see. Let's grab our caller here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings.
Ah.
A wonderful quote. Family, this is Mama K.
Hey, Mama
and
K.
I am enjoying this program, and I had to go back in my text messages because yesterday one of my goddaughters sent me something that was so appropriate for today's program.
Amen.
And she says, good morning, Godmother. When you feel like everything is falling apart, it could actually be falling into place.
Mm-hmm.
Work in a mysterious way. Just
mm-hmm.
another spin on that whole test issue, the
yes,
struggle.
Ma'am.
You know, sometimes we feel like, man, you know, falling apart, they've fallen in place.
Yes.
And
yes.
That was just, I just wanted to share that because that was just so on point for today's program.
Yes. 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 And sometimes you need somebody to tell you that.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you need a reminder. Hey, this, you know, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. But this doesn't have to be the end. You know,
uh-huh.
There's more behind this, you know.
So absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Yep.
Mama Kay, thank you so much for joining. Always love getting the okay and the understanding from elders that we doing our thing here, okay? I appreciate
okay.
you and all that you give and all that you give to me and mine and all of yours, okay? So keep that going. I know you get quite a few distress calls. I think you get a little bit more than I do. How do you deal with it? If I can pick your brain for 2 minutes.
Okay.
What's some good advice to give to those people that may feel like they get dumped on a little bit more? It's like they got their troubles plus this trouble plus that trouble and plus someone wants to confide in them. How do you deal with handling possibly someone else's trouble?
Well, I do have a background in mental health, and mm-hmm. one of the things that I attempt to do is to kind of distance myself from the person and the emotions that I may have with the person if I have a relationship with them, but not the problem. And the first line of defense, as far as I've been taught and what has worked for me, is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So either engage that person in prayer, or I tell the person, you know, pray about it, and let's revisit this after you've had,
mm-hmm.
you know, a couple of good prayers in. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
I've cried it out. Because sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know, the bow has to break before,
yes.
you know, before they can see clearly. You know, you
yes.
have to have that release of emotion. So usually that will happen over the, what, next couple of days or whatever. And we will
mm-hmm.
visit it and try to come up with a strategy for, you know, solving it. Because I know that every situation has a solution.
Every single one.
As a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically how I deal with it. And depending on what the situation might be, I might have to get off the phone or, you know, leave that person and clean myself up because
mm-hmm.
I've had some heavy-duty stuff. So personal hygiene is – spiritual hygiene is very important. So
absolutely.
When you're being hit with, you know, something that – may even to you feel insurmountable at that time, you have to take your own personal precautions. And that is, you know, taking your baths and, you know, using your mojo bag. And I just talked with the sister the other day, and I was telling her, you got to get yourself a little mojo bag. She said, well, what's a mojo bag? You want me to root people? I said, no. I said, that's just a little nickname that I give, you know, for, you know, personal spiritual hygiene kit
yes.
that you can carry with you in your pocketbook, if it's big enough, in your car, if you're traveling. And whenever you think you might need it, you have what you need to at least temporarily clean yourself off. So that's
absolutely
pretty much
Well, I so appreciate you sharing. Great information. Yeah, we needed to hear that. We needed to hear that. So thanks again for sharing.
Thanks for having me, and thank you for this beautiful show.
Amen. Amen. Look, the gems and the jewels that she just dropped in there, because everyone here has their people that they work with, whether it's your family, whether it's your community, whether it's your church, LA, temple, mosque, it doesn't matter. Everyone here has that. And so that means we're dealing with our troubles and someone else's. How do we help them through that? The one trouble that I got today, was needed. And Mama Kay said it. And it's never comfortable to see it, but it was so needed. The breakdown needed to happen in order to create an opportunity for a build up, okay? So as you're going through this, and
you're doing the windmill, you're trying to fight blind, you're just swinging, and yeah. Understand that God is trying to put you in a position where you start to be obedient to him. And sometimes that takes a breakdown of what else you've done. It's like scraping, you know, the pedicure. Oh, no, this dead skin, the skin is dead. We have to move that. What does it require? A little scraping, a little chiseling, a little uncomfort. When you go to the dentist and they're cleaning your teeth, I don't know anybody who wakes up and says, hey, I love the way it feels when I get my teeth clean. Let's go. No, no, they don't like it. But you do it for the health of your teeth. And when your teeth are healthy, they look nice. So when you're going through this process and you feel like you're being broken down, when you keep your eye on God, you keep your prayer strong, you can also look for the buildup. God's going to put those people in your life to help build you from this place. Okay? So just when you think falling apart, you could be falling together. How wonderful. How blessed perspective that is. And I promise you it's true. I promise you what we are looking for, what we need, God's going to provide all of that for us. All we have to do is stay faithful. Now, we're supposed to be doing that anyways, aren't we? We're supposed to be making our prayers anyways. So God's not even asking anything special from us. All we have to do is be that person that he's asked us to be. And I promise you, do your God duties first. Man, work hard, play hard. There's plenty of enjoyment. You know, don't feel, oh, I got to do all this work and blah, blah. I promise you the work is the better you. But we don't see it. I love it right before we move into prayer. If you remember watching The Karate Kid, whether you watched it way back in the day with me or with the Smith child currently, they're teaching the child, wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off. And he's learning this very basic movement. And he's like, oh, when am I going to learn some kung fu? When am I going to learn some karate? You got me doing these basic movements. These basic movements don't equal anything, but they equaled everything. They equaled everything. And when he needed, he had that memory. It was memory in his muscle that I do this and it produces that. So this is what prayer does for us as we're going through this whole spiritual warfare. Putting prayers in, that's wax on. Meditating, that's wax off. Prayers in, wax on. We're building that muscle. So when troubles come, every single thing doesn't have to blow us out the water. When you have done your prayers, wax on, and you're taking the prayers off, and you've done your meditation, wax off, then no matter what is coming your way, you know that you'll be able to handle it. Even if handling it means I have to do it again. So tonight, tomorrow, spend some time, please, journaling about those things that you first perceive as trouble. And then take a moment to look and see, is it still trouble or is this a test that you've been reluctant to take? Is it still trouble or have you passed this? All you got to do is move forward now. Is it trouble like I might need to get a tutor? I might need someone to literally help me understand and break this down some more for me. That happens. So let's look at this trouble differently. Don't let it consume you. Don't give it the power. Look at it dead in its eye and let them know you're not afraid. And then carry on from there. Moving into prayer, thank you all for being so patient because this right here is such a challenge. Thank you for being patient. moving into prayer, Father, Mother, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you, even for the troubles, so that we can learn how to be stronger in our prayer, stronger in our relationship with you, stronger in our dependence of you, God. Thank you for the opportunity to learn that we together can be stronger than any troubles that come our way. God, thank you for allowing us to see the brightness and beauty of ourselves as we go forward into this dim world right here. God, I want to thank you for the opportunity for healing, healing of the heart, healing of the mind, healing of the body. God, I want to thank you for every person that allows their energy to come here for the benefit of others to learn, to build. God, I want to thank you for each and every open-minded person, open-minded heart. I want to thank you as we are beginning to build ourselves into the spiritual powerhouses that I know we can be. God, I want to ask for your forgiveness for all of those things and times and places where we fall short. Allow us to take that test again. Allow us for the rematch. Allow us to come in and study so that we can be stronger than we were before, so that we can pass, so that we can be acceptable for your use, God, so that we can be ready when it comes time to be used as a vessel. We're ready. God, I want to thank you for everything that you are doing in my life, the things I see, know, and understand, and the things I have no clue of. God, I want to thank you for my own physical health, asking and praying for the healing that my body needs, asking that my children, our children, be strong and protected in this world, asking every angel be properly guided by you, God, so that we can move forward, understanding who you are to us and our job here on this earth. Thank you so much for all that you've given us, God, the blessings. And we ask all this in your name. Amen.